Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we are doing page 98. This is Mem Tes Amud Beis. We are finishing up Ezra Shem Simin Reish Ayin Aleph and beginning Simin Ayin Reish Beis. So we are up to Seif Tes Zayin. Reish Ayin Aleph Seif Tes Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yitamu Amasu Ben Kodem Shiyatum HaMekadesh. The people sitting at the table should not drink from their wine, if they have a cup of wine in front of them, before the guy who's saying the Kiddush drinks from his wine. Im Heim Zukukum L'Koso. If they need his kos, Sheshofich Men if he's going to pour some of his wine into their empty cups, or he's going to pour some of his wine into their pagum cups, meaning, assuming that, something happened with the Zoom, sorry about that. We'll continue and hope it comes back. Assuming that, no, that's not nice, 1 second, sorry. Oh, we're back. Okay, sorry about that, for the people on the Zoom. So assuming that the people need his kos, meaning the other people at the table either have empty cups in front of them, and therefore the only way they're going to drink is if the Mekadesh pours into their cup, or the people that are sitting around the table have a kos pagum in front of them, and therefore the only way they're going to be able to drink is if the Mekadesh pours into their cup, so they have to wait till he drinks first. But if they have perfectly good cups of wine in front of them, Rasha'im Lishtos Kodem Shishtam Mekadesh, then they can take a sip before the Mekadesh himself takes a sip. Let's see the Mishmur Sivkatan Pei. Lo Yitamu Amasubin Hainu Avshayulam Kosus B'Vatzman L'Shtia. Meaning this din that they're not supposed to drink unless he drinks first is even if they have their own kosus in front of them to drink, but the kosus that they have are Pagumim. Pagum Nikra Keshata Mi Mehamashkin Mitzchila. The definition of Pagum is that someone drank from the Mashke first, and we're going to see in the sif after this that when the kosos of the mesubin are pagum, mitzvah sheyishbuch hamekadesh mat mikosol to kosan, then the mekadesh is supposed to pour from his cup into their cup, because shebezei yisakin koson shloya pagum. There's a way to fix a kos pagum by pouring a little more wine into it that fixes the kos pagum. V'hoel shem zukuk in the koso. Now since they need his kos, tzrichel they need to wait on him for him to taste from the coast first. Typically speaking, we don't have kosos pagumin when somebody's making kiddush. There are two ways that it's done. We either have a kos reikam, we either have an empty kos or no kos at all, and they're going to pass around kosos, or we have kosos with wine in them. So there's a big difference between the two. If you have a kos with wine in it and it's not a kos pagum, you could drink as soon as the guy finishes saying kiddush. You don't need to wait till he sits down and drinks. But if you have no kos in front of you, and for whatever reason the guy saying kiddush decides to be so kind as to pour out and distribute and give out before he even drinks at all from his kos, well then you should really wait for him to drink from his kos before you you drink from the wine that he is distributing. See if you'd zayin ain't tzarech lishpoch mikos ha-mekadish l'kosos yayin sh'lefnei ha-mesubin elim keino yipagumim shal tzarech lishpoch l'kol kos v'kos kadei shishu kulim mikos she'eno pagum. There's no real need for the guy who's making kiddush to pour wine from his kos into everybody else's kos, unless the kos that they have is pagum. If the kos that they have is pagum, so he's got to fix it. But if they have a perfectly good kos in front of them, if each of the people has a perfectly good kos in front of them, there's no reason for them to need him to pour into their kos. Says Mishmur Sivkat and Pei Beis Sha'az Tzarech Lishpoch Hainu Kodem Shishta Mevarech. He would have to pour into their kos before he drinks from it. Meaning, if he were to drink first and then pour into their kos, it's not going to be misakin the pagima, because he himself will be pouring from a kos pagum, so it's not going to help. So he's got to pour some out, so that when someone makes kiddush, he can either the probably the best thing to do is finish the kiddush, pour out from his kos, pour out a bunch into another kos, drink from his own kos, but now the second kos that he had poured into could be used to distribute, because now that is not pagum. Kadesh yishtu kulam, so that they all may drink. Aval gav d'shtiyas kolam mesubin lo ma'akva, even though the drinking of all the mesubin is not ma'akev. Something's wrong with the internet today. Even though the drinking of all the mesubin is not ma'akev k'dal b'sif yudalid mikol makom mitzvah lecharchila sheyishtu mikol sheino pagum. But still, it's a mitzvah lecharchila that everyone should drink from a kos that's not pagum. Meaning, technically, no one has to drink at all, right? Meaning, we already learned that the guy saying kiddush could be the only person to drink. Nobody else has to drink anything. But to the extent that people are going to drink, so it's certainly better that they drink from a kos that's not pagum, and therefore we should try to facilitate that they're drinking from a kos that is not pagum. Now we begin Simen Ayin Resh Beis Al Eza Yayin Mekadshim. What is which wines are most appropriate for Kiddush? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Mekadshin Al Yayin Sherecho Ra. First of all, you should not say Kiddush on wine that smells bad. If the wine doesn't smell good, you should not say Kiddush on it. Afagav Derecha V'tay Mechamra. Even though it smells and tastes like wine, but it smells bad, you shouldn't say kiddush on it. V'lo al yayin megula. You also should not say kiddush on wine that's been left exposed. Afilu ha'idna delo kaptin nagilu. Even nowadays, where we're not so concerned about beverages that have been left exposed. See, it used to be in the times of Chazal that if they leave a beverage exposed, you always had to be worried that maybe a nachash came, a snake may have come and put its poison, its venom into the drink, and it's unhealthy. So this is a davar asr mishum sakana. But since we know what the sakana was, and we can see if our houses have snakes or don't have snakes, and for the most part our houses don't have snakes, so it's not a reasonable concern anymore, so we're not makbid about gilui anymore, but still you shouldn't use it for kiddush, even though we're not makbid about leaving beverages exposed. Says the Ramah, vein mekachin al yayin derech chamra v'tay mechala. And not only that, you're also not supposed to say kiddush on wine that smells like wine but tastes like vinegar. We're going to see the opposite is okay, but if it tastes like vinegar, then you're not allowed to say kiddush on it, even if the smell is perfectly good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Mekachin, Afilu Ein Lo Yayin Acher. Even if you don't have any other wine, you should not make kiddush on wine that smells bad. Vafilu B'diavadim, Kidesh Mashem B'divir Ramban, Shuv B'Beis Yosef Lo Yotza. The Ramban, quoted by the Beis Yosef, sounds like you're not even Yotzei if you said kiddush on wine that smells bad. Vayin B'Beir Alacha, V'im Mutal HaHavdil Al Yayin Kazeh, Ayin B'Chdush Rabbi Kiveger Shem Estapik B'Zeh. Rabbi Kiveger is not sure, can you say Havdalah? Because we're going to see that for daytime Kiddush and for Havdalah, we're much more makel than we are for the Friday night Kiddush. So the question is, can you say Havdalah on wine that smells bad? So that's a suffix. V'liner pashra davar le'iser. Says Mishnah Berurah, I understand that the poskim say it's a suffix. I'm not so masupuk about it. I think it is obviously aser. Kivin shatamu mishamakreveu nalufa chasecha. That the reason that you're not allowed to use such wine is not because it's halachically not wine. It is halachically wine, but would you serve such wine to a governor? Would you serve such wine to people who are respectable people who you need to impress? So that would apply equally for Abdallah. Achar kach matzasi birke Yosef shakasukim b'shem sefer Beis Yehuda. And then I found that the Chidon birke Yosef says the same thing in the name of the Beis Yehuda, that you're not allowed to use it even for Abdallah. Upashut du'a din ala sheikha sherechara in Mekachin. The same is going to be true if you have bad smelling beer, you also cannot say kiddush on it. Sivkat and Beis Sherecho ra, if it smells bad, hainu shemasriach ktsas. Recho ra means machmashemunuch beklimaus, that it smells because it was not because it's starting to sour, but because it was put into a kli that's gross. So picked up the smell from the kli. I would imagine because if it were starting to sour, the taste would turn first, right? So if the smell must be from the kli, and it's not that it's starting to sour, it's just that it picked up some of the taste from the kli. The after mevarchan of what? The smell from the kli. And even though halachically it's wine, right? You're going to say a bar piagafen on it, but nevertheless, you're not allowed to say kiddush on it because of this svara of hakrivona lefachasecha. That would you ever give such a thing to a governor? To lo kaptina na giloi. We said nowadays we're not really concerned with giloi. Why? Mishum she'in mitzuyin etzleinu nechashim. We don't have snakes snakes that are around nowadays. It's an interesting thing in Yaraday and Simkov Design where it talks about all the things that are asur mishum sakana. So some of those things we say they don't seem to apply nowadays, but we're worried about them anyway. And other of those things we say, oh, they don't apply nowadays, so we don't have to worry about them. But something that we know exactly what the concern was, and we see that the concern isn't there, like the nechashim, so that we could be makel. But let's say something like fish and meat, where we don't know exactly what they were concerned about when it comes to the fish and meat. We're not exactly sure what the problem was, so that people are still, according to many poskim at least, we're still makbid about such things. So anyway, afilu achi asur mishum makrevei nelefach chasecha, then even though it's not a halachic problem to drink such things, but it's still a hakrevei nelefach chasecha problem. Miyum amad sha'a mu'etas megula in lahakbida idna kol zman shelo namar taim overecho. But if it was just megula for a short period of time, it was left open in the on the table for a little bit, that's not called megula, and that doesn't become possible. Not only that, the Kafachayim writes that if it was left open in a cabinet or in a refrigerator, meaning so it's inside some sort of box, it's not just left out, so it's in some sort of box, but the top of the bottle is left open, that's not called megula at all, and that therefore is not going to be a problem. That this is only in a place where wine is very expensive, where people are not so makbid about it being megula for a short period of time. If someone's making kiddush on beer, they should be careful about this. That if you don't have anything else, then you shouldn't be makbid b'dieved on beer also the way that you are on wine. So we said v'taymei challah. Then the Ramah had added, that you shouldn't say kiddush on wine that smells like wine but tastes like vinegar. Why? Debasar taima azlino nukachala dami. This is because halachically it's not wine. Meaning we look at the taste to determine its status. Its identity is based on the taste. And since it tastes like vinegar, it's vinegar. Ulakach lekaman besif gimel. And that's why we're going to see in Sif Gimel later tonight that betai mechamra, that if something tastes like wine, mekachin levaf gav derecho chala, then even though it smells like vinegar, we do say kiddush on such things. It's a little bit tricky to define. What do I call taste like vinegar? Right? There's wine in all different stages of spoilage, right? When it's starting to turn, when it turned a lot, when it's totally vinegar. So the determination of taste like vinegar is if people wouldn't drink it as wine anymore, they wouldn't drink it anymore because they would say, ooh, this is sour. Sometimes people would still drink it. They would say, okay, it's not as good as it once was, but still worth it, still better than nothing. And sometimes people would say, no, this has soured. This is something that I'm not going to drink. That the Ramah quoted this din for no reason. Meaning the Ramah didn't really need to say this. Everything else that we've spoken about in this si'if is about wine that is halachically wine, but because of akriveh nalefach chasecha, you're not supposed to use it for kiddush. This is abundantly obvious. This is not wine, it's vinegar. So if it's not wine, then of course you're not going to be allowed to use it for kiddush. So to review what we learned today, first we said that if the other people around the table need the wine from the mekadesh, either because their cups are empty or because their cups are pagum is defined as someone else has drunk from it or they drank from it already, then they shouldn't drink until the mekadesh drinks. They should not drink from their cups until the mekadesh himself drinks. However, if they don't need the mekadesh's wine, they have their own perfectly good cups of wine, they could drink even before the mekadesh drinks. Second thing we learned is that the only time you would need to pour wine into everyone's kos is when they're all pagumin, because even though not everyone has to drink from the wine, if they're going to do it, and l'chalchila they should, l'chalchila everyone should drink, so if they're going to do it, so do it in the best possible way. Drink from kosos that are not pegumen. And then the third thing we learned is that you're not supposed to say kiddush or probably even avdallah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, on wine that smells bad or wine that tastes like vinegar or is left exposed for a prolonged period of time, even if in some of those cases it would still warrant a bar priya gafen because of hakriveh una lefachasecha. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up from Se'if Beis in about 20 minutes from now. I'll have tomorrow.